So you look at low-level humidity, you look at evapotranspiration from our crops, adding to the moisture near the surface. So number one, fuel for thunderstorms to work off of. But number two, you're enhancing relative humidity given the higher dew points. So you don't cool off as much overnight as well. With those higher humidities connected with warmer than average temperatures, anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees above average, you are cutting down on some atmospheric demand. So we don't see as much moisture stress in corn and beans, but you're still seeing it with these elevated temperatures. Now, this is much better. If you remember back last year after the state fair, the heat wave that we had with very low relative humidities, the second heat wave after the state fair, that's where you can get into some problems with widespread moisture stress on corn and beans. But right now, with those elevated dew points and elevated relative humidities, that should cut down a little bit on that stress.